I think you just had a lot of the same difficulties a lot of people have that are existing in these communities, especially in more impoverished communities. When you're there, you have to also protect yourself. So I understand why people want to have a weapon, even though personally I'm not in favor of having weapons, but I can understand the fear that goes into that. And I think that was a contributing factor to why he had a weapon on him. And I believe that largely was the determining factor on why he ended up being killed. He may or may not have had this past history with a criminal background, but most of it that I was reading into, it was dismissed or it wasn't really brought up. So, I mean, technically everybody's making a judgment on somebody that was largely an innocent person off of what happened to him or what the media decided to run with. And I don't think he was anywhere near half as bad as the media was trying to paint him. Also, the uprising had numerous other things that contributed to it beyond just the police shooting. It also had to deal with the BP gas station over there saying derogatory terms to customers coming in there. And that led to some of the animosity that probably had some people target it and burn it down. As well as the park ended up becoming a central area because of the youth there that had been being harassed by the sheriff's department and MPD when they would leave the park grounds. So a lot of that contributed to a buildup of a whole lot of issues between the police and the community. So when the final thing that ended up happening during the summer was Smith's death, that just set everybody off. They just had enough.